Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two on Sports Byline. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios on Fisherman's Wharf, right near Fisherman's Wharf here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So if you're a tourist, guess what? I'm not too far away, but I don't have to. The real estate here is crazy, but of course, when you're here as a tourist in San Francisco, it's just bliss. So we welcome you to the city by the bay, and hope you have a wonderful time while you're here. Bottom line is, we're talking MMA this hour for the most part. We'll talk some boxing as well, and we'll have a little fun, because, you know, that's what we do. We have fun on this show. So if you'd like to have some fun with us, or you have an opinion you want to impart, or maybe you want to dog me or something like that, you can. I've got the six-second delay, so you can say whatever you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Yeah, you can text us. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? Mark Hunt, the slow on Samoan, he lost the UFC main event last night. Predictable, the guy's like 43 years old, folks. That's right, the UFC having to retrash and bring out these old, these retread guys, because the bottom line is there's no young stars. There's no young stars in the world of mixed martial arts. Somehow, I think when they sold that company for $4.2 billion last year, $4,200 million, whoever bought it got took. This is the way I see it. You are tuned in the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Cuba Gooding Jr. spent some time with him talking about his father. This is his father singing, of course, for the main ingredient, Everybody Plays a Fool. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Crime. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to to four touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let the sportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now, 800-220-6262.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
The very controversial host of Piper's Pit, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yeah. Mr. Piper, I would stick around, but you're going to have to excuse me. I have to go to the men's room. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Oh, going home? Oh, my goodness, that's fine. Cow Palace. You can go to the men's room in the Cow Palace. That's a wonderful name in San Francisco because the Cow Palace is someplace that I would be proud to call my home. Cow Palace is someplace that I'd be proud to bring my gal. Because obviously, if you live in San Francisco and you are going out with gals, obviously, they belong in the Cow Palace. I saw one. The only thing she was missing was antlers. She would have been in season, Jack, man. I saw her coming up to me, asking me for a date. I says, man, I'm hot rod. Are you kidding me? He said, yeah, but aren't you the one that's going to fight Mr. Wonderful? I says, yeah, I'm going to fight Mr. Blunderful. He says, but aren't you the one that's going to fight him with all them wrestlers around the ring? I says, yeah, that's me. He says, don't you know what he's thinking? Of course. Yeah, I know what he's thinking. Absolutely nothing, man. When he's in a room alone, he is all alone. You see, you forget, I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is. I know his moves. Oh, yes, he's tough. I know he's tough. You think I ain't, man? I've been around. You know that. I've been there before. He's tough enough to go and bench press 500 pounds. Who really cares, man, huh? Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leathers. You got everything that you've ever wanted in a match. You know why I signed this? Incidentally, it didn't take me 2 months to sign this match. No. It didn't take me 2 months to make up my mind, brother. No. I said, you want me to fight somebody? I'll fight anybody. Who do you want? Just let me fight him.
Orndorff says, well, I'm going to take my time. Going to take me about 2 months. And I'm going to go right now and go to the bathroom, think about it. And now I'm back. Right there. It's your idea of Orndorff's father. You see, that's going to happen after you fight me. There's going to be nothing left to you except for old and bald and ugly. You ain't going to be no hot rod. You're just going to be somebody that can't keep his bladder empty.
Thank you very much, Roddy Roddy Piper.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Gotta have a little fun. The late Roderick Coombs, Roddy Roddy Piper to you all. Spent some time, a couple of minutes around, and brought a couple of kids from Hawthorne Elementary School in San Francisco when I was a cop in 1986. I think it was 86. I brought them out to the Cow Palace and won this graffiti contest that we got together with TV20, KEMO. Of course, Jim Gabbert back in the day ran this independent TV station here in the city by the bay, and he helped sponsor this contest with me. Anyway, so So we brought these kids out to the wrestling matches, and we brought them backstage, and Rowdy Piper took a picture with them, and the Road Warriors took pictures with these kids. These kids were, like, phenomenally talented, and, of course, their minds were blown after that, as was my own. I really want to thank Rowdy Piper, the spirit of him anyway. He was a great guy. No matter what people say, in fact, I can air some of his his closing comments regarding professional wrestling on my wrestling show and the Wrestling Hour, and I've thought about that, but it's just I think he's inebriated at the time. I think he's drinking, and I don't think I want the drunk Rowdy Piper to be spilling his guts on this show. Maybe I will, but maybe not. Anyway, back to MMA. Of course, UFC rocking and rolling last night. Wow, the throwing Samoan, the slowing Samoan. Call him what you want, man, but Mark Hunt can fight. I mean, Mark Hunt really can fight. And he fought a guy last night that was long and experienced. I mean, the guy's been around since 1997. I mean, when you've got a guy that's been around that long and he can fight, Alexei Oleinik. I mean, Oleinik has got, let me go through his record for you. It's a mind blower. He's had 69 total fights, 57 wins. So he's 57-11 with a draw. That's a lot of experience. Now you have the slowing Samoan, the throwing Samoan, Mark Hunt. I mean, he's a game dude. He always throws for it, but he was born in 1974, man. That's a long time ago. I graduated from high school in 1975. Believe me, okay? Living in Australia right now, of course, he's competed in the UFC. He was in the winner of the 2001 K1, I think, World Grand Prix. I think he was. And they call him the King of Walk-Offs because, you know, he just like, bang, knocks people dead. That's what he does. But those are days gone by. And I think they're right now the purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, who's a Samoan mauler, no doubt about that. You know, he's seen his time, 44 years old, time for Mark Hunt to hang it up, of course, submitted last night in the very first round. We wish him the very best of luck in his future because, you know, when you get banged on the head and you're 44 years old, I don't know, come 54, can you spell Mark Hunt? Jan Blachowicz was the winner in the co-feature, defeating Nikita Krylov. That was another submission. The first submission, Oleinik, was a submission, a rear naked choke. This one was an arm triangle choke. Then a couple fights went to decisions. No big names there. Andre Arlovski, the former UFC heavyweight champion, losing by a decision to Shamil Abdul. We'll just put it to you like that. Anyways, unanimous night across the board. One judge shot a 3-zip. That judge shot a 29-28. Arlovski with that soft chin, at least he didn't get knocked out. Sibe Dalabey was stopped by a guy by the name of Khalid. We'll just leave it like that. You know, they got these long Russian names at the end. Let the other guys figure them out. They're just real tough. Bottom line is, a lot of Russians on this card. They were winners for the most part, but no big names. I mean, names in the world of the UFC are few and hard to come between. Next week, of course, the 22nd, Jimmy Manua, a guy I thought that was going to knock out everybody because he had a good left hook. He could box. He had a good left hook, but he telegraphed it. And when you telegraph a left hook, it's like, you can't telegraph a left hook because it travels such a far distance and it leaves you open when you throw it, okay? Unless you got your shoulder locked up and things like that. But most guys don't have their shoulder locked up. It takes a long time to throw that hook. And when you throw it, that's when guys connect with the right hand or the jab, see? Because point A to point B is shorter than going around, okay? And that's what the hook does. It goes around. But Jimmy Inoue was a big hooker. You live by the hook, you die by the hook. Got knocked out in a couple fights ago. Going to take on Thiago Santos in the main event. Of course, Jimmy Inoue out of the UK, formerly out of Africa. Good fighter, no doubt about it. The UFC going to go down September 22nd from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Home of the UFC, of course, no doubt about that. I'm looking at the rest of this card here. There's not a whole lot of Brazilians on the card. It's just not. I mean, I'm surprised here. We think there would be more. One, two, three, four, maybe four fights involving Brazilians, but a lot of guys are being brought in from the United States. Evan Durman, Francisco Trujillo, Luis Enrique, and Ryan Spann. In other words, a whole lot of no names. But Little Nog will be on the card. Antonio Ruggiero Nogueira, of course, taking on Sam Alvey in a light heavyweight bout. Of course, Neg is a pretty good fighter, no doubt about that. I wasn't a pass judgment on him, but I'm not going to. Anyway, bottom line is the rest of the UFC schedule sucks, except for October the 6th, the monster. And I say monster, I mean it in capital letters and in 48 font. I mean, this guy is just a killer. 26 and over, never lost a fight. My man, Socrates Palmer, our boxing correspondent from the Big Apple in New York City, he sent me a tape the other day where Khabib is wrestling bears at like 8 or 10 years old and beating the bears. He's wrestling bears. I kid you not. He sent me this YouTube clip. I thought it was maybe like, You know, it's a big-time wrestling type of thing. You know, where the bear is like, on, you know, semi-drugged out or stoned or something like that. He's not going to do anything. Right. They take all his claws away, that kind of stuff. But no, here he is rumbling on the ground, rolling and wrestling and beating the bear. So I was blown away by this young kid beating up on a bear. Anyway, for him to beat up on Conor McGregor is a less formidable task. Less formidable task, I believe. He's 26, and of course, this fight going down at the sold-out T-Mobile Arena. Same site as last night's fight between Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, T-Mobile Arena, Paradise, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, call it what you want. Bottom line is, this place is sold out. I don't know what the entire gate's going to be, but it'll probably be a record gate as far as the UFC is concerned. Of course, Conor McGregor coming off that 10-round spanking at the hands of Floyd Mayweather, but he made a lot of money there, more money than I thought could ever entice him to come back to the world of professional mixed martial arts. But he got himself in legal trouble. He got himself in trouble when he broke the windows of some bus, some UFC bus, and a couple of fighters got glass in their eyes, and there were some injuries involved in a scuffle. When he did this, he opened himself up to, you know, prosecution. So what did the UFC do with all their corporate, you know, power? They got it to go away. But they got it to go away under the condition they went to Conor and said, look, we're going to get this to go away, pal, but you've got to do everything we say. You're going to have to be my Paul Manafort. I'm talking about Dana White saying he owns you. You do everything he says, and you will live up to the contract, because the bottom line is we saved your butt from going to jail. Yes, Conor was probably going to go spend a few, not a long time, probably going to spend some time in jail just as an example. Of course, McGregor, a loser of three, fights as a mixed martial artist, the last three or four. The last fight, of course, losing to Nate Diaz and coming back and beating Nate Diaz in the rematch. But, you know, am I a big fan of Conor? Yeah, I think he strikes well. I think he punches well. But against Khabib, he's got one chance, and that's the quick knockout, the quick one-punch knockout. Unless he scores a lucky punch, he's dead. There's no other way I can put it. Dead. And I'm not overstating that. Dead. You heard what the guy said when he was fighting. Khabib was fighting that guy a few months ago or last year. He said, I have broken you. I have broken you. Please quit before I kill you. Please, please quit. The guy didn't quit. He almost got smoked. You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the MMA Hour. Live, baby.
This is the same outcome that would have occurred if he'd been a non-celebrity. The DA's office thought through this very carefully. We appreciate the staff. We appreciate the district attorney's office treating this as it would any other case.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
That's the thing. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just got to relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant. You were just like, wow. Like, it almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f-ing movie. That was a, like you was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying, and I got upset. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, what? I got no say in the matter.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
The great Dave Chappelle appears once in a while, like around here on clubs, man. He shows up like on a Friday. You'll hear from him like on a Thursday. Guess what? I'm going to be in Oakland, California, working Yoshi's or something like that. Tomorrow, get your tickets before you go. Before you know, the tickets bought. Even I had connections at Yoshi's, and I couldn't get in to see him a couple of times. Anyway, may my man, of course, at Yoshi's, may he rest in peace. God, I miss him. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. This is the MMA Hour, of course, coming to you on Sports Byline, as we do each and every Sunday, part of a two-hour show, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the mighty Sports Byline broadcast network. I've talked about Khabib and McGregor being the big card October 6th, but, you know, I really am... I'm intrigued about Chris Cyborg Santos. And why do I say that? Because she's a woman, and she's had her Flintstone vitamin issues, and I got a problem with that. You know I got a problem with anybody, of course, that messes around and takes Flintstone vitamins, meaning performance-enhancing drugs, okay? But, you know, she was caught once, although she had obviously been taking that stuff for a long, 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 long time. I mean, you can't be kidding anybody. Come on. I mean, she's got the body of a steroid monkey, just to put it. I mean, she just does. Doesn't look like a chick. Doesn't look. I've always suspected her of having like an extra chromosome or something like that, but I don't think she really has an extra chromosome. I think it's just that she's been taking steroids for so long. And of course, 2013 featherweight of the year, 2011 female fan favorite of the year, 2010 female featherweight of the year, 2009 female featherweight of the year, 145 pounds. 2009 headline of the year when she knocked out Gina Carano. She almost killed Gina. I mean, good Lord, that was pretty scary down there. I think that was in San Jose, California. Of course, she's been voting Outstanding Fighter of the Year. And now, of course, signed with the UFC. And as the UFC champion at 145, she's going to take on Amanda Nunes. Now, Amanda Nunes is an accomplished fighter. There's no doubt about it. In fact, you know, she's the real deal.
I mean, she can punch. She can fight. She's rough. She's gay. That's, I thought I'd throw that in there as well. So she's not. She's rough. She's soft though. When I put it, she's got a bit of femininity to her. There's no doubt about it. She's not your rough average dykish type of girl. She's not. She's really soft and feminine. But man, get in these square circle with her and she cracks. That's all. That's what she's all about. Cracking. She can punch. I mean, ask Holly Holm. Ask any of those chicks she's hit. Man, once she hits you, it's usually lights out. This is the way it is. I mean, people go when you get hit on the chin by Amanda Nunes. You go when you get hit by Chris Cyborg Santos, your world ends. Period. It ends. And I kid you not. I mean, this is the real deal. She hits that hard. She's a monster. She scares me. I mean, I've talked about it before. Of all the people I'd be willing to fight in the world, there are a slew of men I would rather fight instead of fighting her. I just would. I would. I would. I'd rather fight a man. I wouldn't mind fighting Amanda. But Cyborg Santos, no way, man. There's no way in the world I could beat her. There's absolutely none. She's just too much of a monstrous. And I think that anybody that gets in the ring with her or gets in the octagon with her has got their lunches served, baby. It just is. And I don't think the youth here that Amanda Nunes possesses against Chris Cyborg Santos is going to work. I don't think the boxing ability is going to work. I don't think anything can work. I don't think there's anything Amanda can do that can beat Chris Cyborg Santos. There's not one thing she's good at except being younger. I think that's it. And Cyborg, of course, fighting at 145, therein lies the key to the fight. Can Chris Cyborg Santos make 145 without enemas and all the other kind of good stuff? Good stuff. What I'm trying to say is, have you seen her go through weight changes and drop weight on YouTube? Look it up. Chris Cyborg Santos dropping weight on YouTube. It's like monstrous. If you ever wonder what it's like, the pain that we go through, I mean, I never went through the extremes that other people went through. I mean, I know guys did enemas and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, I went without eating for 2 or 3 days and lived on an IV there for a couple hours. Just go to my doctor's office and get IVs in the morning and come back the next morning, get more IVs. You know, that's the way it was. Kept the fluids in me because I was cutting weight. And when you're cutting weight, I mean, you're cutting it, okay? And sometimes you can cut it well. Sometimes you don't cut it well. And that has a big determining factor on how you perform. When I made weight with no problem, I romped. I can't remember a fight that I made weight at without a single problem that I had too many problems with. Because once the weight problems play a role, starts playing with your mind, you've got to worry about making weight. You're not worried about fighting. Okay, you've got to worry about fighting. That's what I did. Most of the time, I was able to concentrate on the fight. But sometimes the weight issues were such that entering a fight, that, you know, you had to cut corners, you had to do this, maybe you had to go sit in a sauna, maybe you didn't eat for 3 days, okay, or your mother made you Kool-Aid ice cubes. God bless mom. I tell you what, God bless mom. Let me tell you why. Those Kool-Aid ice cubes, they helped me win 4 Golden Glove championships. They just did. That was her secret recipe, because here I was dying, laying there on the bed, watching the TV. Oh, mom, VHS tapes, all that kind of good stuff, okay, making weight, having to make 139 pounds. I'm like, 141, 142, we're going to fight a couple of days. And she says to me, you know, I've got something good for you, a treat. I go, a treat? Give me a treat. I was like a dog for a bone, baby. Those Kool-Aid ice cubes were the greatest thing that ever happened to me as far as eating and making weight, as far as combat sports was concerned. Man, mom, she knew how to do it with those kind. Hey, Cherry was my favorite, no doubt about that. But Amanda Nunes has a shot against Chris Cyborg Santos if Chris has problems making the weight. If Chris doesn't have problems making the weight, Chris rolls through this girl like putty. It's just the way it is. I don't care if Amanda can box. I don't care if she can crack with the right hand. You're not Chris Cyborg Santos. She is another world, another dimension. The chromosomes, call them what you want, but, man, she is absolutely frightening, and I would never, ever, ever step into the octagon or the cage with her, or nor would I put somebody that I care for in the octagon with her. I mean, you know, if I'm a professional trainer and some girls got to fight for the title, I understand, but good Lord, I'm going to want to close my eyes a lot, you know, because you don't want to see your person get punished. Anybody that fights Chris Cyborg Santos is going to get punished, no doubt about that. The main event on the 29th of December, of course, in Las Vegas, of course, that is a co-feature. The main event will be Brock Lesnar and Danny Cormier. Cormier, of course, the light heavyweight title holder, moved up to from a 205 pounds to like 230-something, man, and he won. I mean, he carried the extra weight into the octagon. People thought he was going to lose, thought he was too slow, and
He was old. He's like 38. You know, I mean, come on, man. Everything was going against him. But he beat Stippy. He beat Stippy like a girl, man. He beat Stippy bad. And of course, I thought Stippy would win. Stippy got knocked out. Stippy's a Golden Glove boxer. Stippy, you shamed us Golden Glove champions, Holmes. You did because you didn't box, and you got knocked out by a guy that doesn't box. You're supposed to be the boxer, man. You're supposed to be the guy throwing the punches, not the other guy. Anyway, you allowed the fight to go into another realm that you couldn't handle, and you are no longer the world heavyweight champion. Stippy, which, of course, formerly of Cleveland, Ohio, and the Cleveland, take it back, the Ohio State, former Ohio State Golden Gloves champion. So he had a boxing pedigree, and he brought in the mixed martial arts, and he did well, won the UFC heavyweight title. God bless him. And if he's smart, he'll just, you know, go back to what he's doing. I think he's a paramedic with a fire department back there. He'll do that and spend time with his family. You made enough money, Stippy. Just walk away. Guys got to realize, you walk away, so you'll end up like Jerry Quarry, my buddy Jerry Quarry, a guy that, you know, at one point in time, he was a former heavyweight contender, fought Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, all those guys. But at one time, he could knock out the New York Times crossword puzzle in 20 minutes. And I watched him. In 20 minutes, okay? And then 5 years later, he couldn't spell quarry. I kid you not. From doing the New York Times crossword puzzle in 20 to 25 minutes to not being able to spell his name 5 years later. The residual effects of combat sports. Mixed martial arts, baby. Call it what you want. You're getting hit. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking mixed martial arts. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Boxing is a form of mixed martial arts. We'll talk about the boxing future when we bring in Johnny Singer in our next segment of the MMA Hour live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much.
Hey, Mac, two more over here.
Check it. The World Heavyweight Champion will be in action. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, just 28 years old. Of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist out of the UK comes with some, oh, man. He can sell 90,000 tickets. Anybody can sell 90,000 tickets. Gets my respect. I don't care what he does. 21-0, 20 KOs. But as a boxer, people think that maybe since the Klitschko fight, you know, maybe he's lost a step. Of course, next week he's taking on a guy that's had some Flintstone vitamin issues in Alexander Povetkin, only 34-1. A big, burly type of guy from Russia. But, of course, he's had his drug issues, meaning Flintstone vitamins, 34-1, 24 KOs. Johnny Sig, what's the odds look like for this fight?
Right now, let's see. I got my sheet right here, and let's take a look. We got
14-1.
Alexander Povetkin. Yeah, you're looking about that plus 1,000 to Anthony Joshua's negative 2,000.
You know why? Listen, if you're going to run a 2,000 minus 2,000 one way, shouldn't it be minus 2,000 damn near the other way, or maybe plus 1,800 the other way? You know what I'm trying to say? There's too much of a split there.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm looking right now, too. Currently, they got it not much different. Anthony Joshua's negative 16 as of today. So that's
but what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is if a guy is a 16-1 favorite, you should be able to get 16-1 odds on the underdog. See my point?
No, yeah, I got you. Yep. 100.
And you're not getting that.
I agree.
In the old days, it didn't used to apply. I don't know when this happened, when this sort of took over. Anyway, Joshua, 21-0. Povetkin, 34-1. Big puncher, 24 KOs, or allegedly a big puncher. He stands pretty tall, 6'2", coming about 235, 240. He got a shot here?
Povetkin, yeah, I believe he does, only because he is a strong guy. And Joshua has a hard time against shorter fighters. And like you had said, and I had said, you know, in previous weeks, is that, you know, Joshua seems to be a little different after that Klitschko fight. You know, but then again, we talk about Povetkin not having Flintstone vitamins, although he did look good his last time out. He does have some skill. I think it'll be a very good fight, not the fight that we all wanted. Obviously, we wanted Wilder. And it's ironic that Povetkin was supposed to originally fight Wilder, but that's where he tested positive for a banned substance. So I think this is a very interesting fight to see if Povetkin is still relevant, if we still decide to talk about Povetkin moving forward, depending on his performance. And we get a good idea of who the next guy underneath Anthony Joshua and Wilder will be. If Povetkin doesn't win, we can start looking in other directions for the third best heavyweight in the world.
Okay, Povetkin, of course, in his last fight beat David Price, the guy that I was high on until he got hit on the chin. that's the way it is, huh? Guys are always tough guys till you get socked on the... Well, Mike Tyson said that. You're a bad dude till you get hit in the mouth.
Dude, everyone has a game plan until they get punched in the face, right? But here's what's up, Pedro. Me and you, like 10 years ago, David Price, we're talking about who's going to be the better one, Tyson Fury, David Price. We're like, we got David Price, leaps and bounds. Oof, we were wrong on that one.
Yeah,
the guy can't take a punch. He's a good boxer, but if you can't take a punch, Pedro, you know. If you can't take a punch, you cannot box. You can't fight. This is not for you.
Back to taking a punch. How about the last couple of weeks here? Both Sean Porter over Danny Garcia and Canelo Alvarez with Gennady Golovkin, both those guys used, I don't want to say unprecedented, but unprecedented of late, body attacks. People don't work that much to the body.
I like that we're seeing it in the past 2 weeks, the effects of what body attacks can put on their opponents. You know, you saw it with Sean Porter last week, changed the whole landscape, of that fight. And then also you saw it last night, Canelo, just like a syringe, just sapping energy from Triple G, sapping will. Like you said, body language, the demeanor, slunched up. Slouched over shoulders. It takes someone's heart away, man. The body is a debilitating organ to strike, especially if you're clipping someone in the liver, dude. Like, it's really hard to recover. And as the rounds go on, it gets worse and worse and worse and more painful.
I remember clipping Danny Capello in the liver one time, and
And basically that dropped his hands in his knees. His knees buckled in concrete, and it clipped him with a hook and knocked him out, double hook, bop, bop. But, man, that body shot, you hit somebody in the right spot, in that tender spot, especially around that liver area, it's all over.
It takes your soul away is what it does, because it puts something in your head where you say to yourself, oh, my God, I feel sick. You know, I got knocked out to the body twice. And the first time I did, I felt like I wanted to cry internally, and my soul was taken. Okay? I didn't want to move. I never wanted to box ever again. Of course, I went back to the gym, but, man, it was a big wake-up call. I had gotten hit to the face before. I didn't mind so much. The nose hurts. You know, your eyes tear up a little bit. It's a little weird. Messes with your senses. The head you could take, if you don't see it, it's different. You know, could discombobulate you. But the body's just a different animal, Pete.
Well, you know what? I used to really work on the middle because I never wanted to get embarrassed, because I used to embarrass guys. And, you know, you sort of learn from embarrassing other people the position you do not want to be in.
Oh, of course.
Yee.
Of course, you don't want to be that guy.
No, no. Thank goodness. I got beat up a couple of times, but I never got knocked out. Thank goodness at the end of each fight, I was standing vertically and thinking coherently enough, especially in the Nationals when I fought that guy, Ernie Chavez, with Meltzer Taylor. I told you what the referee said to me. Do you want to continue? I said, nah. I mean, I told you, Johnny, there was like seven guys across the ring. It was like seven of them. I looked across the ring, there was like seven Ernie Chavez's, and the referee was like four or five referees. Man, there was all these people in the ring with me, man. I couldn't continue.
The worst thing that happened to me when I got stopped is I think I shook my opponent's hand for a good 5 minutes. I was in such a daze. I had no idea what was going on. My trainer had to take me in the back and hose me down, bro, with ice cold water, because my man, he rocked me, dude. And you know what, though? He went on to be the Olympic silver medalist. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that defeat, bro.
All right, no doubt. You want to name him?
Gerson Ravelo, New Jersey.
All right, no doubt about 27-0 Tyson Fury. 27-0 Tyson Fury. I had him on the show in the past a couple of years ago. A character, no doubt about that, 30 years old, king of the gypsies. And I sort of explained that gypsy lifestyle to you, that they live in mobile homes and they travel all around Europe. I mean, that's a little bit weird to me.
It is, but, I mean, that's what they're accustomed to. That's what he likes to do. I love Tyson Fury. I love his personality. I think when he's on his game, he could be a very tough fighter for anyone. And, obviously, he'll be number three, in my opinion. I got to see how he looks against, you know, obviously we got the Wilder fight coming up. I'm waiting for that announcement. Maybe he becomes number two at heavyweight. But, you know, I do dig the guy, and I think he's great. Whenever you have a polarizing, you know, personality, someone that talks as good as he does, tells stories like he does.
Swears.
It's good for any outlet. What's that, buddy?
He swears a bit, too. That's cool.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, he speaks the truth, you know, and that's what I love about him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how can I put this? Some guys swear and it's repulsive. Other guys swear and it just rolls off their tongue. It's just part of their English.
Yeah. I mean, so for some people, it sounds ignorant because they do it like every other word and it gets annoying. He uses it in an elegant way. That's a great point. You know, it's almost to the point where you don't even notice it. It's like, it is what it is.
Okay, 27 bounce. Of course, Wilder's now got 41 bounce here. Who's a betting favorite in Johnny Sigg's mind there? Tyson Fury and Wilder.
Wilder's going to knock him out, man.
How quick?
You know, I like Tyson Fury. Under five. You know, I think that even if Fury is on his best game, you know, you got to understand with Wilder, bro, he's just a different animal. He goes in there and he tries to take you out, man. He's a gunslinger. And when he's at his, you know, when he's getting beat up like he was in the Ortiz fight, that showed me a lot, his grit. Right? So he's getting beat up. He's at his worst moment in his boxing career. And then what does he do? He steps up and he does what champions do. And he doesn't take no for an answer. And he stays on his feet. He was getting drilled. You know, now the referee did help out, like we spoke about, in that fight, in between rounds, to our listeners, if you don't know. He got a little extended break for some, I think, hand wrap or some kind of delay of game.
They were checking the weather.
Yeah, they're checking the weather outside.
Checking the weather.
You know, making sure everything was good. But, you know, so at the end of the day, he did prevail. And Ortiz, when he laid there on that mat after that uppercut, on his knees with his head down, you knew who that champion was, the winner of that fight, Deontay Wilder. And I think that he will, you know, conquer Tyson Fury. And you know what? Another great soundbite. I love Deontay Wilder. Great talker, fun, controversial, great for boxing.
Did Gennady Golovkin have a brother that was better than him? Do you know? I mean, somebody sent me a text. I'm not sure. I didn't know the answer to that. Did he?
I'm going to send you a piece that my girlfriend had found online about Gennady Golovkin, almost like a diary, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
She sent it to me, and I read it. Yes, he had a brother that was a fighter, and his brother felt that Triple G was a better suited professional than himself, and they allowed him. His family made a long story short. His family pretty much made a decision on which brother was going to end up being a pro. Now, his brother still trains with him. He works with him. He was in his corner last night, you know, but he does know a whole bunch about boxing. And Triple G actually admits that he feels his brother is more of an intelligent boxing mind. But I think it's more of a case where Triple G was more the physical guy. Like, maybe his brother knew more about boxing, but Triple G was the one that executed boxing better.
You know, the 300 amateur fights, potentially 300 amateur fights that Triple G had, 2003 Olympic, think about it, 2003 World Amateur Boxing Championship in Bangkok. He won the gold medal beating future two-time world champion, two-time champion Matvey Korobov of Russia. He beat Andy Lee. He beat Lucien Brute. I mean, he beat some pretty good guys here, man. Good Lord. You know, as an amateur, I think that he was a killer. I mean, there was no doubt about it. And when he was boxing and before he got old, he was a killer too. But Father Time waits on no one. I think that Father Time has creeped up on him. And actually, that six-month delay that was induced by the drug suspension of Canelo Alvarez actually probably helped Canelo Alvarez.
It's a great point. And I had thought originally that it would affect Canelo more. I didn't see any signs of that. I didn't see any knee issues like I thought might have been an issue because of the surgery. I didn't see anything hindering Canelo last night. I saw the best Canelo I've seen ever, period. I thought, you know, in the Lara fight, he might have lost that fight, the first fight with Triple G. I felt he lost that one. And here's what's up. I'm a Triple G guy, and I had picked Triple G to win by knockout. Here I am saying what a great job Canelo did last night, man. And that's just keeping it real. Canelo looked fantastic. All the praise to him. He should be able to celebrate his victory without all these haters and trolls trying to take it away from him.
As you look towards the future at middleweight now, I mean, are we still like, is there still questions at the top of the ticket? In other words, is it 1A and 1B still, or is it 1 and 1B, is it 1 and 2? Which one is it?
Middleweight, it's just Canelo's on top of the game. Triple G's still right there. I think if they do a third fight, I'm going to favor Canelo heavily because that confidence is just going to rise. You got some guys coming up. You know, of course, Jermall Charlo's there. Sergey Debrinchenko, who's an unbeaten fighter, who's fighting Danny Jacobs. Danny Jacobs is good. We talked about Saunders and Andrade earlier. I think you can just pretty much cross out Spike O'Sullivan's name. Dave Lemieux is going to be there trying to entertain, you know. So it's not much has changed from last night, only that I think that Canelo won and just is a little better. I think we could put the argument in this direction for now that Canelo's just a little better than Triple G is, just a little bit.
How can I put this? Mikey Garcia wanted to fight Lomachenko. That was a fight he said he was going to have. Now he wants to talk about Errol Spence. Where is Lomachenko in this? Is he being is he going to be locked out because with Aram and Aram's got nobody to fight him?
Yeah, man. It's weird because these network things, these stables, you know, and the different networks, it's going to be hard unless they go pay-per-view. That's where, you know, now we're going to have to pay for more boxing. We're already paying for apps. We're already paying for cable subscriptions. We're already paying for this and that. So it's like, where does Lomachenko go? It's a great question. Does he move up to 140 pounds? Great division. Regis Progre there, Jose Ramirez. But then again, guys that fight on other networks in Regis Progre. So he's in a weird limbo spot, as well as I feel Terrence Crawford is. Same situation on ESPN. All 147 pounders fight on Showtime and now Fox because of the new television deal. Who's Terrence Crawford going to fight?
Hey, did Errol Spence do an Eddie Murphy number on him? Like, was sort of like Raw? Did you check that out?
Oh, brother. That was amazing. Absolutely, man. Lillian. Who do you fight? Danny Terrio, the disco.
And Johnny Signorella, all the best. Have a great week. The YouTube page will be up in a little bit, man.
Thank you, guys. Much love, man. Everyone have a great night.
My man, John Signorella, coming to us on the MMAR from Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to it, baby. Talk to the hand. That's right. When I hit you in that liver, damn. Guys, you know, we talked about those liver shots throughout the show. Of course, body punching being the key to, I think, to the fact that, you know, a big winner last night, Canelo Alvarez, the body punching. Last week, of course, it was Danny Garcia getting shots thrown to his body by Sean Porter. So, you know, this is an old adage in boxing: if you kill the body, the head will die. Well, yeah, it will. And most guys don't realize that because they're not taught. You know, the old school boxing, it just doesn't happen anymore. You don't have the Ray Arcells and the Freddie Browns and the Angelo Dundees and guys like that in the gym anymore. I mean, you've got guys that want to be like those guys, but they don't know it. And there's, you know, one guy told me, he goes, you know, Angelo taught me everything I know. Yeah, but the problem was he didn't teach you everything he knew. Okay, that's what you want to know, is everything he knew, not everything you know. Anyway, of course, he came out to be a second tier type of trainer, not one of the best trainers in the world, but I guess he gets the job done. At the end of the day, the great ones are gone. As I said, Arcel, Freddie Bound, Eddie Futch. Eddie Futch was a phenomenal trainer. Of course, Futch being the man that stopped the Ali-Frazier fight after the 14th round, I believe, after the 13th round in Manila. Of course, the Thrill of Manila, Joe Frazier couldn't continue. According to his boy, Eddie Futch wasn't going to let him off the stool. He was getting beat on. Ali wanted to quit. This fight was up for grabs right then and there. The fight was over, and guess what? Joe Frazier wasn't allowed out. Muhammad Ali won the fight. The Thrill Manila was over, and history was set. Speaking of history, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This past week, I lost my partner in crime,
Wow, for 12 years and a couple of months, this dog was with me 24-7, except for the fact that I would go on tour or maybe go with the WBO around the world, something like that. I was with that dog as a private investor and as a person. So I truly miss my Flopster. If you have a dog, hug her, love her. But guess what? They're not here as long as you want them to be. Until next time, I love you, Floppy. Scott Cuddy, take it away. This is Sports Byline, baby.